one of the most holiest of holy places in Sri Brajbhumi, where Indradev and the Devatas perform the Abhishek for Lord Krishna to proclaim to all of creation that Krishna is the Supreme Master and Lord of all living beings. Indra, the King of Heaven, has such great wealth, popularity, physical beauty, and every type of sense gratification at his disposal. But we should know Indra is a devotee. And sometimes when a devotee is given facilities for devotional service, he begins to think, this is mine, and becomes proud. Krishna says in Gita, Kaumbhya prati janihi me bhakta pranashyasi. I always protect my devotee. But what does this protection mean? It doesn't mean only that he will protect you from physical harm. It means he will protect your spiritual progress back home, back to Godhead. Somehow or other, sometimes Krishna protects us by smashing us down so hard that we become utterly humiliated in the face of man. And this is what he did to Indra. Out of his love and mercy to Indra, he insulted him by taking all of the puja paraphernalia and all the offerings and offering it to a mountain instead of the King of Heaven. Of course, Indra was not aware that this mountain is Krishna himself. And then Krishna, after Indra sent all of his armies with all of his strength to destroy Vrindavan, Krishna further humiliated Indra by lifting up the Govardhan Hill with the little finger of his left hand, the weakest part of your body. Krishna defeated Indra and all of his heavenly powers with the little finger of his left hand. And at the time he was only 7 years old. After 7 days and 7 nights, Indra was frustrated. He realized that this is the Supreme Lord of all lords. He stopped the rains, he came down, and here Indra utterly humbled himself, surrendered to the feet of Krishna, and performed the Abhishekam, filled this lake with the waters of the Ganga, and Surabhi filled it with her water, her milk, and in this way proclaimed to all creation that Krishna is the Lord of all lords. He is Govinda. Therefore, this is Govinda Kund.
Hearing some nice verses about Govardhan Hill, so I would also like to add one by Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, if I can remember it. Nirapadi karunena sri satchinandanena vai kapati satopi piyartisopi iti kala mama yogya yogitam mama grinam nijani gatani vasam dehi govardhantvam nijani gatani vasam dehi govardhantvam. Raghunath Das Goswami prays, Nirupadi karunena, by the unbounded, limitless mercy, Sri Satchinandanena, of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he has given he has given you to me. Because he got a Govardhan Shila, the Govardhan Shila that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to worship. He gave it to Raghunath Das Goswami. So he's praying. Nirapari Karunena Sri Sakshinandanena, by the boundless unlimited mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, even though I am a cheater and a criminal, not considering whether I am qualified or unqualified, He has given you to me. So this is actually the mood of the devotee in Vrindavan, that he sees the kindness of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he sees the kindness of the parampara, Srila Prabhupada, his spiritual master, and he sees mercy and kindness. Kindness or mercy means that one is undeserving. And it's by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada that we are gathered here today at this very, very sacred place, Govindakund, where Krishna got the name Govinda. Now you may ask, if Krishna got the name Govinda here, does that mean he was never known as Govinda before? Krishna's pastimes are eternal. They're beyond past, present, and future. Just like we were at Rubble, and we heard the pastime how Radharani first met Krishna, how Radharani would not open her eyes until she saw Krishna. Does that mean that Krishna never saw Radharani before? It means that it's an eternal pastime. It means that it's always happening. There's never a time where the pastime wasn't happening. But still, very significant here that Krishna got the name Govinda. And as Maharaj explained, that Indra begged forgiveness because he was very, very surprised, because as Maharaj said, he sent his whole armies. Of course, the pastime began. It's actually significant for those of you who are studying Krishna book, which is the pastime before Govinda Leela, before Govardhan Leela. It's delivering the wives of the Brahmins. So Krishna had just participated. Krishna was just witnessing this pastime where the Brahmins foolishly were chanting their mantras, and they neglected when Krishna's friends went begging from them to give some of their sacrifice to Krishna and Balaram. And then the Brahmins realized their position and realized that their wives' position, the wives of the Brahmins, had a much more exalted position because of their unalloyed devotional service, and they were cursing themselves. So Krishna, after experiencing that pastime, then he came to Govardhan and he saw his own father was making the same mistake, that he was planning to worship the demigod Indra, and therefore Krishna requested his father that there is no need. And actually Krishna preached karma mamamsa philosophy, which is not the ultimate conclusion, but he was just trying to get his father to stop the sacrifice. What is the need of performing sacrifice to Indra? You just do your work, and by your work, then ultimately the benefit will come.
This is actually a topic of discussion. What is the cause? Just like when Maharaj Prickett came and he saw that the bull was weeping. And he said, who has done this to you? Who is the cause? And the bull replied, Vakya Veda Vimohita, Vakya Veda. There's many, many words, there's many, many opinions of what is the cause. Vimohita, and it bewilders many, many people. Some people see that the cause is Vikalpa Manasa, it's their own mind. Some people see that the cause is Swabhavam, material nature. Some people see that the cause is karma or work. And some people recognize that the cause is Daivam or the Supreme. So Krishna preached Karma Mamamsa philosophy. Just by your work, things will come. Why do you need to worship the demigods? Anyway, if you perform sacrifice and the rain comes, it doesn't only come on the people that are performing sacrifice, but the rain comes everywhere. So we saw that he preached this Karma Mamamsa philosophy. And finally, his father was so reluctant. He said, no, we must... He said, we'll have another sacrifice. And Krishna was saying, no, we're dependent on Govardhan Hill. Govardhan Hill is providing fresh grasses. It's providing this water. It's supporting the devotees. Govardhan means to nourish the cows. So we should actually worship Govardhan. His father said, no, we can have another sacrifice. He said, no, no, there's no time. So then as we know the story that Indra became very, very upset and he began to send his clouds, Sambantarka clouds, great hurricane, pillars of water falling down. Of course, Krishna was under the hill. He lifted the hill with the pinky of his left hand. And so much power. And then Indra, he sent his different spies to see what was happening. And they said, what was happening? And he said, nothing is happening, but in fact, what I've seen, that it must be because Krishna has ate the huge offering. Maybe Dinabandhu told about from our palace to here, Anukukshetra, and the mountains of Glubjubbins and lakes of sweet rice. So because Krishna lifted Govardhan Hill, then the spies reported that maybe Krishna, by eating so much, he's grown and the hill's even gotten bigger. And then he sent back his spies again, and the spies said, not even an ant or a blade of grass on Govardhan Hill was harmed. So Indra became very, very worried, thinking, now I've committed a great mistake. And then he went to Lord Brahma, and he asked Lord Brahma, what should I do? Because I thought Krishna was an ordinary cowherd boy, and therefore, when he has stopped my sacrifice, I became angry. And I practically destroyed Vrindavan with torrential rain. What should I do? And Lord Brahma looked at Indra. He said, don't ask me what to do. Just about a year ago, I made the same mistake. I also thought that Krishna was an ordinary young boy, and I stole his cowherd boys and calves, and then I saw the greatest opulence that Krishna was able to manifest as all the cowherd boys and calves, with all their dress, with all their proclivities, with all their habits. Just imagine the mystic potency if a person can create just you perfectly, with all your psyche, how your mind's been changed, how you react to things, what your habits are. Krishna duplicated everything. He said, I cannot satisfy you. But I've heard in one shastra, Gautamiya Tantra, and in that shastra it says that Krishna has great affection for the cows. The cows are very dear to Krishna. And that by worshipping the cows, Krishna becomes so pleased that he will forgive you for offenses. And he said that you can worship the cow in three ways. You can feed the cow some grass from your hand. You can circumambulate the cow with your right side. Or you can massage the cow. If you massage his neck. And the cow, and Krishna will become very, very pleased. In fact, Namo Brahmanya Devaya, Go Brahmana Hitaya Cha, that the cows are even more dear to Krishna than the Brahmins. I will depart from the Leela for a second to tell one story about how the cows are more dear to Krishna than the Brahmins. And this was revealed to me by one great saint in Vrindavan named His Holiness Radhanath Swami. He had visited me in Vrindavan, and I was here many, many years and working hard and feeling so exhausted and so tired. And then a friend of mine from Europe came, and he gave me a pair of Birkenstock shoes, which are these European shoes, and I was wearing them and I was feeling some relief from my fatigue. So then Radhanath Swami visited me, and he looked at those shoes. And he said, are those leather? I said, they're not leather, they're synthetic. He said, but they look like leather. He said, you are a Vrindavan sannyasi. You living in Vrindavan. What will people think? And he said that in Vrindavan, the cows are more dear to Krishna than even the Brahmins. How can you, as a Vrindavan sadhu, wear shoes that even look like leather? I was very attached to the shoes. So I wore them for some time longer. But then I had many foot injuries. And then I realized his instructions, and I gave up the shoes. But the instruction that I really remembered, which he said with such conviction and entered into my heart, is the way he said it. This is Vrindavan. It's Gokul. It's the place of the cows. And the cows are even more dear here to Krishna than the Brahmins. So Indra went to the Adi Sarabi cow, and he came here, and we mentioned before that Govardhan is the best devotee. So what does the best devotee mean? The best devotee means that everything he does is for the satisfaction of the object of his love. And the greater a devotee you are, the more that desire increases, and the more it becomes constant and steady. Anya vilashita shunyam jnana karma jnana vikram. There's nothing else but that desire. Ananya cheta satatam yomam smarati nityasa. Without anything else, Savai Kumso, Paro Dharmo,
yato bhakti aradoksaji. Ahoita ki apratiyata.
There's no personal cause for your activity except the pleasure of your beloved. Apratiyata, and there's no stop. So the best devotee, everything about him, his words, his mind, his thoughts, his actions, everything is done for the pleasure of his beloved in a mood of love. What pleases Krishna is our affection or devotion for him. So Giriraj is the best devotee of Krishna because his whole body transforms perfectly for the service of Krishna. And not only does it transform perfectly for the service of Krishna, but it transforms with great devotion. It's mentioned when Giriraj's hairs stand on end, the fresh grasses are coming from its ground to feed the cows. When tears come from his eyes, there's the lakes and rivers are manifesting. Whatever Krishna wants to facilitate the loving exchanges with his devotees is provided. The atmosphere is important. Krishna is the supreme enjoyer. He's enjoying the love of his devotees. So the atmosphere environment is important to nourish that love. Just like sometimes in mundane relationships, if there's romantic relationship, there must be the right music and the right place. There's the environment. So Govardhan provides everything for Krishna's enjoyment and the enjoyment of his devotees. Automatically. And it's not just stones. Radha and Shyamakund, that's also Govardhan. It's described that Haridasyavarya, the best devotee, and the Acharyas discussed that sometimes it says that Lord Shiva is the best devotee. Vaishnavam yata shambhu. But why is Lord Shiva the best devotee? Because on his head is the Ganga. And why is the Ganga so exalted? Because Vamanadeva, when he pierces the universe, the Ganga flows over his lotus feet. But Vamana is just a plenary portion of Krishna. But Radha and Shyamakund are part of Govardhan. And Krishna, who is Swayam Bhagavan, the original personality of Godhead, bathes fully in its waters. It provides caves. Anup, there's another verse by Raghunath Das Goswami. Anupami mani vedi ratna simhasanurvi ruha jara dara shono drono sanga surangai sahabali sakibi sankeliam swapiam me nijanigatani vasam dehi govardhan tvam. Anupami mani vedi ratna simhasanurvi. It provides mountain caves. Ratna simhasanur. It provides jeweled thrones. So here at Govinda Kund, Krishna came and he was here, and this is where Indra and the Sarabi cow came, and Govardhan automatically manifested for Krishna's service to facilitate the loving exchanges. Indra is a servant of Krishna. And the feeling of a servant that I've committed an offense, when he actually realizes that, that's actually an expression of his mood of servitude. That's one type of servitude that can be experienced. So over here, Govinda, Giriraj manifested a jeweled throne. And then Krishna sat here on the throne. And then the celestial Ganges, the Sarabhi cow, this Abhi shape, and with that Abhi shape, and Dinabandhu will give the ultimate pramana, it formed Govindakund. And therefore, Krishna, who is satisfied by the cow, he became known as Govinda. So very, very sacred place to remember Krishna and his devotees. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Govinda Kund is also special for a more recent pastime. When Madhavendra Puri was doing parikrama of Giri Govardhan, he came here to rest. Madhavendra Puri is the grand spiritual master of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He came to Govindakund, and his principle was that he would make no effort to get food. If food came of its own accord, he would accept it. Otherwise, he would fast. For 3 days, Madhavendra Puri had not taken food. And one small cowherd boy approached him with a pot of milk. And he said, who are you? What is your name? What kind of austerities are you performing? Then the cowherd boy said that in my village, nobody fasts. So one of the village ladies has sent me with some milk for you. You please take the milk, and later I shall come back to get the pot. Well, the cowherd boy never came back, and Madhavendra Puri simply remained absorbed in chanting the holy names of Krishna. And deep in the night, he dozed off and had a dream. And in the dream, the same cowherd boy came to him. And the cowherd boy explained that my name is Gopal, and I live in this village. I was being worshipped in this village, but some years ago, when the Muslims were going to invade, my servants or pujaris hid me in some bushes, and since then I have remained there. Sometimes I am subjected to scorching heat. Sometimes I'm subjected to torrential rain, but nobody knows that I am here. But I have been watching your activities, and I am very pleased with you. And I would like to request you to come and remove me from the bushes. Then Krishna, in the dream, led Madhavendra Puri to the place where the deity of Gopal had been hidden by the priests for fear of the Mohammedan invaders. Gopal asked Madhavendra Puri to take him from the bushes and install him on the top of Govardhan Hill and worship him according to the authorized scriptures. Immediately, Madhavendra Puri's sleep broke, and he saw that day was just about to begin. So he called all the Brijbasis and told them about his dream. So they made the way through the thicket and found the deity of Gopal. And immediately Madhavendra Puri arranged for the installation of the deity on the top of Govardhan Hill. There was Abhishek. And at the end of the installation, there was profuse distribution of Krishna Prasad. Just as there was during the original Anukut ceremony, during the Govardhan Puja. And everyone felt that this is just like the Anukut ceremony from the time of Lord Krishna. So the deity Gopal was worshipped by the successors of Madhavendra Puri on the top of Govardhan Hill. As His Holiness Radhanath Swami mentioned earlier, when Lord Chaitanya came to do parikrama of Govardhan Hill, he also wanted darshan of the beautiful transcendental form of Gopal. But out of respect for Govardhan Hill, which is none different from Krishna himself, Lord Chaitanya would not set foot on the hill. So Gopal, who is very tricky at times, inspired a rumor that the Mohammedans were going to come and attack. And therefore the pujaris, again out of fear of the Mohammedans, brought the deity of Gopal down from the mountain just to give darshan to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And after some time, when the devotees understood that the Mohammedans were not coming to attack, they put the deity back in his temple on the top of Govardhan Hill. After some years, in the succession after Madhavendra Puri, we find that Vallabhacharya, he also came to Vrindavan. He also spent time at Govindakund. And after he disappeared, his son, who was also a great devotee, but his son was feeling so much separation from his father and spiritual master, Vallabhacharya. So the Gaudiya Vaishnavas took compassion upon Vallabhacharya's son and gave him the deity of Gopal to worship and serve. And in due course, when the Mohammedans did in fact come to attack Vrindavan, the deity was taken to the kingdom of Mewar and given protection by the kings of Mewar. And until today, he is being worshipped there in Nathdwara by the name of Srinathji. So Srinathji is the original deity of Gopal that appeared to Madhavendra Puri to show mercy to him and to accept his service. So the Baitak, or sitting place of Madhavendra Puri, is also here by the side of Govindakund. And it is very special and sacred to us. Madhavendra Puri was the first in the line of Lord Brahma and Madhvacharya to demonstrate ecstatic love for Krishna, especially in the mood of separation. He actually felt separation from Krishna, just like Srimati Radharani felt separation from Krishna when Krishna left Vrindavan to go to Mathura. And at the time of his death, Madhavendra Puri quoted one verse expressing his feelings of separation from Krishna. And Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita explains that only three persons could understand the purport of the verse. One is Srimati Radharani, two is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and three is Sri Madhavendra Puri. In other words, Madhavendra Puri was so blessed that he could understand the inner mood of Srimati Radharani and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, how they felt separation for Krishna. And Srila Prabhupada has also instructed us that we should worship in the same mood of separation. Sometimes sahajiyas, or persons who take things very cheaply, will say, "Oh, I have seen Krishna." True devotees in the line of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu never make such statements, but rather they are always in the mood of separation, that where is Krishna? Or like Madhavendra Puri, why could I not achieve Krishna? Why could I not achieve Mathura? I am so fallen. I am so unfortunate. So as we progress in Krishna consciousness, in chanting the holy name and serving the holy devotees without offense, we may begin to feel such separation from Krishna and his devotees. And when we do feel such separation, we can know that our spiritual lives are becoming successful. So we pray also to Sri Madhavendra Puri to please give us his mercy, that we may get a particle of taste for chanting the holy name, and eventually come to the point where we feel some separation from Krishna and eventually become mad to find Krishna so that we can serve him. So again, we are all here by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada. By the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, we have the association of so many wonderful devotees. By the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, we have so many books describing the pastimes of Krishna and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and their associates. And by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, we have Krishna Prasad, I hope. Actually, Srila Prabhupada said that history will note that he introduced the manufacture of puris in the Western world. So actually, Srila Prabhupada's contribution in the form of Krishna Prasad is not at all small. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sri Madhavendra Puri ki jai, Sri Gopal Raj ki jai, Nitai Gaur Premande.
As Maharaj Damodar Swami, His Holiness Damodar Swami, was quoting this nice verse from Raghunath Das, so here we are, sitting by the side of Govardhan Hill. He says, "Nija nikata nivasam dehi Govardhanatvam." Nija, you all know Nija means your very own. He says, "Nija nikat, nikat, you know, pass, very close. Nija nikata nivas." We all know nivas, residence. Nija nikata nivasam dehi, you just please give me Govardhana Twam. Oh, you Govardhan, please give me residence just close by your very own side. Nija nikata nivasam dehi Govardhana Twam. So here we are sitting just by the very side of Govardhan. And you see how some people pile up rocks on top of each other, and I've heard so many, or shilas on top of each other, I've heard so many stories why. The best reason I heard was because people come here and they want to stay here forever by the side of Govardhan Hill. But due to their families or business or preaching, they can't, so they build a little house to represent their desire to always live nija nikata niwasam dehi govardhanam, to have a residence just close by the side of Govardhan. And over here you see this huge kadamba tree. This is the place where Madhavendra Puri was sitting, just underneath here. Beside there is a little round building that is Balabhacharya's Baitak, but this place here was this huge kadamba tree, practically submerged in the water. A gigantic kadamba tree, actually. So as it was explained, Krishna got his name Govinda. Because Lord Indra, he came down. Now he'd done not an ordinary offense. I mean, we hear many times about Vaishnava Parad. You know, sometimes, hey, you bum. You know, we commit Vaishnava Parad like that. But what did Indra do? He tried to kill, he tried to destroy all the Vrishbhasis and the cows. What type of aparad he did. Therefore, he was advised, you take shelter of a devotee. Not only a devotee, you take shelter of a cow, because it's very dear to Krishna. So this is a secret, how to get Krishna's mercy. If we try directly, because he was told, if you go directly, Krishna's not even going to recognize, he won't even look at you. So you better take shelter of a devotee, especially you better take the Saravi with you. So Indra came here, we'll see on the other side of the hill, he fell down, the king of heaven, he fell down in his dust. You ever see a king falling in dust? What to speak of king of heaven? He fell in the dust with his mukut in the dust, everything in the dust. And Nandanandan didn't even look at him from the corner of the corner of the corner of his eye. So then he sent Surabhi, and we'll see that place where Surabhi met Krishna. And Surabhi explained, actually he's your devotee, he made a mistake, you know, just like a father, sometimes child does something wrong, but he tolerates because it's his son, he's your devotee. In so many ways she pleaded on his behalf. So this is the secret. If we take shelter of a devotee, we go directly to Krishna, he may not even recognize, we're such aparadis. He may not even recognize us, but if we take shelter of a dear devotee like Srila Prabhupada, he can intervene in our behalf. And Krishna may accept us. So then, Krishna said, alright, so then they came over here, that's Ayuravata also came. We'll see that Ayuravata Kund on the other side. Now Ayuravata, he not only has one trunk, he has many, many trunks. And he brought water not from this Ganga here where so many simple pieces were bathing. He took Ganga from that Akash Ganga in the celestial planets where only devotees are bathing. And he brought that water. He began to bathe Krishna, that Surabhi cow from her tongue. She began to sprinkle Krishna with milk. And all of this milk poured down, this milk and this celestial water poured down on Nandanandan and formed this beautiful lake. Then all the demigods began to come. Lord Shiva came, Lord Brahma came, the sun god came, the moon god came, the seven sages came. The seven sages brought these beautiful lotus flowers from the heavenly planet, Saptarishi. It was beautiful. But just that time the moon appeared, moon, Chandra appeared, so all the lotus flowers closed. And the sages were disappointed. But that moment, the sun god appeared, and immediately all the lotuses again blossomed and became full. And they were able to offer these beautiful lotuses. Everybody was offering so many gifts to Nandanandan. Then Indra, he took a very big crown, and he crowned, because up to that time, Nandanandan was known as Gopal. But he crowned him as Govinda. Why? Now Jiva Goswami explains. This is coming from Gopal Champu, and some were taken from Ananda Vrindavan Champu. But Jiva Goswami explains that by crowning Indra as Govinda, Govinda, he becomes Indra, means he becomes Indra. The Indra of the Go, the cow. Just like the king we call Nar Indra. He's the Indra. Like Indra is king of the demigods, so he's the king of the men, so he's the Indra of the men. Or a great yogi is Yogendra. So Krishna became Goindra, the king of the cow. Now what is the significance? Because within the body of the cow, all the 33 crore demigods are living. So when Nandanandan becomes the king of the cow, Govinda, he also becomes king of all the demigods, including Indra. So up to that time he was known as Gopal. From this moment he became known as Govinda. Then they performed this beautiful Artic ceremony. They had jeweled deeps. They had conch shells covered with gold and pearls. They had golden-handled chamara fans with diamonds and rubies. They had peacock fans with silver and sapphires. They had so much incredible paraphernalia. They began in front of this very often. They were chanting Purusha Sukta and so many Ved stutis. And Krishna was sitting there. He was shaking his head, accepting their artik. All the demigods are very pleased. Just see how Sri Krishna is accepting our artik. Then they ended the ceremony. They all left, went back to the heavenly planets. And then what happened was, just before that, when Indra had come riding on his Airavata elephant, those cows, they saw that elephant. Now, he's not just ordinary, he was huge, gigantic elephant. I don't know if you've ever seen a cow when they're frightened. Their tail goes up in the sky just like a little flag, and they begin to run, kicking behind them. Because we have seen, sometimes, yesterday we did Prabhupada's procession, but we didn't have elephants, but sometimes, I used to always bring an elephant to head up the procession. Then we have a bullock cart with a prasad from the goshala, like a bullock cart would come. And as soon as those bulls, now you know bull, he just moves ahead, he doesn't care for anything. But as soon as the bull would see that elephant, their ears would usually hang down, they would all go, and their eyes would pop out of their heads, and that bull who only goes forward, he would begin to go backward. So the cows, they saw that huge elephant, not with one trunk, many trunks. Their eyes became very big. Their ears went like that, their tails went up, and they began to run, kicking and kicking behind them in case that elephant would come behind them. You never saw probably cow running. In New Vrindavan they saw many times. They run like that, no? They put their tail, like little flag to give warning. So they all ran away, and all the cowherd boys ran after them. So then, after they gathered the cows, they came back here to Govindakund, and they saw Nandanandan was sitting there, and they saw all this beautiful paraphernalia, artik lamps made of gold with rubies and pearls and conch shells covered with gold and jewels and jeweled peacock feather fans and chamaras. So all the cowboys, they picked up everything, and they saw Nandanandan sitting there on this throne, and they just spontaneously, they began waving their fans and waving the deeps, and they began chanting, not Veda stutis. And they're just simple cowherd boys. They couldn't even sing on tune. They just began singing little Vrishbhasi tunes. Arati kunja vihari ki Sri Giri Varadari Murari ki Arati kunja vihari ki Just they were singing sweet songs like this. And Nandanandan, he became so happy. He was just laughing and laughing and smiling like anything. The demigods up in the sky, they looked down, they said, actually, we thought that Nandanandan was accepting our artik. He was just officially shaking his head. Just like sometimes the mayor of the town, he goes to inaugurate the bridge, he'd rather be on the beach enjoying, but he has to worry about boats, so he comes there, he smiles for all the reporters. But there's no love, it is all just official. So like that, he was officially. But he was actually accepting the artik of these simple cowherd boys. They were just singing, not even bass tune, they couldn't even sing on tune. They were just singing these little songs, and Nandanandan was just laughing, he was so happy. We don't even have a drop of the love of these residents of Vrindavan. So just then, while this artik was going on, Nanda Maharaj and all the senior Vrishbhasis appeared. They heard something strange is going on in Govardhan Hill. I mean, they knew sometimes he steals butter, but what's this gold and silver, pearls and diamonds? Now what's going on? Of course, Nanda Maharaj, he knew everything, but he wanted to demonstrate to the Vrishbhasis what something. So he came there with all the senior Vrishbhasis and all the little boys. They were playing, you know, Arati Kunja Vihari. They stopped. And then the Maharaj said, so? All this gold and silver things, where did you get all these things? And the cowboy boys, they said, "Oh, Baba, they were just lying here." Very nice story. Just like we come home from work, we see in our house is a big mess. We ask our son, who made this mess? Oh, nobody. I don't know what just happened. A very nice story. So none of us is a very nice story. Then Madhu Mangal came. And Madhu Mangal said, Baba, I saw everything, Baba. They don't know what happened, Baba. I saw everything because this big elephant came and all the cows ran away and they didn't see it. But I can't run, Baba, because I'm lame. So I saw everything. I tell you what happened, Baba. I saw it, Baba. What happened, Baba, was this big elephant came and then all the cows ran away. And then, Baba, you won't believe it, Baba. But this guy came. Baba, he had eyes all over his whole body. And he fell in the dust, Baba, and he was paying his obeisance to Kanha, but Kanha didn't even look at him. And then, Baba, I swear, this cow came and she began to talk to Nandanandan. She began to talk to Lala. And after a while, they came over here, and that elephant, he began to pour water on Nandanandan, and this cow, she began to pour milk. And then, Baba, you won't believe it, I swear it's true. But this guy came, he had four heads, Baba, he had four heads. And this other guy came, Baba, you won't believe it, he had five heads, Baba, with snake around his neck. This big trident in his hand. And then, Baba, all these shining personalities came. And, Baba, all these ladies came and they were dancing. And all these guys came and they were playing these instruments. And other guys came and they were singing. And all these people kept giving presents to Lala like that. I saw everything, Baba. They don't know, Baba. And then they did this arti, and then they left, and they left everything, Baba, and they left. And when the coward boys came and they found, that's true, Baba. I saw it, Baba. I swear it's true. I saw it. Just then a big voice came from the sky that Nanda Maharaj, just as Indra has crowned your son as Govinda, now you should crown him as, because that was the official one. Now this is the Braj crowning of Krishna. So then Nanda Maharaj took that same crown, he placed it on the head of his son, and from that day, before he was known as Gopal, from that day he became known as Govinda. And this Kund, where all the Abhishek Charnamrit came, that became known as Govinda Kund. And Bhakti Ratnakar says, anybody who takes bath in this Govinda Kund, he gets Govinda Prem. So now you can all try to find some place to bathe in this great lake of Govinda Prem. Hare Krishna.
As it has been explained, Govardhana has taken the form of a peacock. We are now in the holy place of Panchari, which is the tail of the peacock of Govardhan. During the spring season, Lord Sri Krishna, Sri Radharani, and gopis perform their Rasleela in this section of Sri Govardhan Hill. This is beautifully described in Sri Gita Govinda by Jayadev Goswami. When Lord Sri Krishna was leaving Vrindavan along with Balaramji on the chariot of Akrura, one cowherd boy prayed to Krishna not to go. But Krishna, in order to increase the love of the Brijavasis by immersing them in the ocean of ecstatic separation, as well as performing his duty of killing the demons throughout the world, was committed to, in his external form, the Vrindavan. with this cowherd boy, he winked, Krishna, I will not maintain my life if you leave. So Krishna promised him, I will be back either tomorrow or the day after tomorrow. So this cowherd boy sat down at this place. His name is Phulchari Kabak Kalota Baba, sometimes known as Lota Baba. And he said to Krishna, I will not eat and I will not drink anything until you return. So Phulchari Kalota Baba remained here for a long, long time, waiting and waiting and waiting. Krishna promised he will be back the day after tomorrow, but he did not specify which day after tomorrow. So in this beautiful deity form, Lota Baba is still sitting without eating or drinking anything, waiting for Krishna to return. One wonderful observation we may all have made is he's a very fatty cowherd boy. It does not appear he has lost any weight, although he has been waiting a long time. That is because in his ecstasy of love of separation, Krishna is filling his heart with his divine presence. And therefore Krishna is fully nourishing him and protecting him in the mood of separation. Kunchri Kalota Baba Ki, Srila Prabhupada Ki, Thai Gaur Pivana.
So one reason he's known as Lota Baba, because as Maharaj was describing, that he was waiting, there come Krishna, Lautaiga. When will Krishna come back, return? Because Krishna spoke immortal words to him that we still hear even today. Because in Bhagavad Gita he told Yajyada Charity chased us. Whatever the great man does, the common man will follow. So still today, you hear these words spoken. Just now coming. So everyone is following their leader very nicely. And in the same way, they say they're just now coming and they still don't come. Other reason he's called Lota Baba is you see over on this corner, the other cowherd boys, they have lattis. This lati to take care of the cows, right? Well, Lota Baba, he's got, his lati is so big it can't be called a lati, it's called a lota. Later you all get a chance to see. So when Thakurji was lifting up Govardhan Hill, you may have seen the pictures how all the cowherd boys were holding their latis underneath. So Lota Baba, he also put his lota. And then he was thinking, actually, everyone thinks that Lala is holding up the hill. Actually, my lota is holding up the hill. But Krishna is in the heart of everyone. He knew his thoughts. So he lowered the hill a little bit. Then Lota Baba, he was trembling. He said, no, actually, Lala is holding up the hill. Other thing we forgot to tell, one nice detail that Sanatana Goswami gives us. Actually, Krishna, originally he lifted Giriraj on his left hand. He lifted him on his left hand and he invited all the Vrishvasis under. So everyone came under Mother Yasoda. She was just looking with so much pride in her eyes. So then Lala, he just transferred it from his left hand to his little pinky.
Look, Ma, it's no problem. Just like when we're trying to learn to, when we're learning to ride the bike, you know, we take our hands off. Look, Ma, no hands, it's no problem. So like that, originally he whipped it on his left hand, then to assure Ma that he saw that it's no problem, he put it on his feet. Shall we go back to Apsara Kund and Naval Kund? So everyone, we can all pray to Lauta Baba to kindly give us the same type of patience, just like Sri Ram there and Sri Ram for us. He's just waiting for Krishna's, expecting Krishna's mercy. So we can all pray to him that please give us the same patience and determination. Because these two things qualities are very important for persevering in Krishna consciousness. Determination without patience just becomes passion. And if we have patience without any determination, then it just becomes sleep. So we need both. We need patience and determination both. We should be very patient, but at the same time we should be very determined and act in such a way. Prabhupada said, don't try to see Krishna, act in such a way that Krishna will see you. So there's one very beautiful place here, not far from here, called Sham Dhak. Sham Ban, Dhak Ban. So this Dhak is a very special type of tree. He has on one stem three leaves. And in springtime, March and April, beautiful, beautiful reddish-orange flowers, hundreds and hundreds of them come. In English, this tree is known as Flame of the Forest. In Sanskrit, is known as Palash. We always see in the Goswami literatures, when they describe the forest of Vrindavan, they always mention the Palash trees. But in this forest, all the Palash trees, their leaves have a very special form just for holding dahi. So Maharaj is saying that forest you see in the distance here, this is Sham Dhakvan. And that flower, the Brijvasis, they dry it. And Brijvasa is known as Keshu. They dry that flower. Then when March and April again comes, Phalgun, Holi, they soak it for 3 days. And the water becomes very bright yellow and very fragrant. And you'll see in Nandagram Varsana, they have these beautiful pitchkaris and they squirt that very fragrant and yellow water all over each other and have wonderful pastime. And with soap, and one day it comes out without soap, and in 2 days it comes out. So everyone can come take darshan, and meanwhile we'll go down this little road here to Apsara Kund and Naval Kund. I was saying, now we've come to the tail end of Govardhan. Therefore, you all know in Hindi we call tail Poonch. Therefore, this village is known as Poonchari. And as Maharaj was explaining, practically from Anyur up to this place, the Ras Leela takes place during Basant. That Basant Ras takes place just not far off to the straight in front of, if you go away from Govardhan Hill, it's Anyur. Then you'll come to Chandrasarovar. Very beautiful place where Bilva Mangala Thakur has composed many, many beautiful songs and beautiful prayers to Lord Krishna. So this Kund beside us, this is called Naval Kund, named after Lord Krishna, who's always Naval. He's always new. Like in English we say Naval. Very novel thing. So he's known as Naval Kishore. So this is Naval Kund. Just in front of us, you see the Poonch of Govardhan is a big lake. Ordinarily, we went down that wonderful forest path. Did you like that forest path we went? Better than walking on the asphalt, huh? And if you come on moonlit night, it is very, very enchanting path. And usually we come straight along, we come past, you see that building out there in the water, we come right out past that building, we come across and we enter the path right here, and come between these two kunds and go out to Kunshu. But you see there's beautiful flood is there now, big flood. So we've come around this way. So, our other side, this is known as Apsara Kund. Two reasons are there. One is that when Lord was performing his Basantaras, then all the Apsaras came from the heavenly planets to watch that beautiful rasa dance. And Vrishbhasi Dev told me the other reason it's called Apsara Kund, because those gopis who were dancing with Nandanandan, they were also just as more beautiful than Apsaras. So this opposite Kund, this is called Apsara Kund. So we have Naval Kund and Apsara Kund. Just like at the opposite end we have Shama Kund and Radha Kund. So here we have Apsara Kund and Naval Kund. And this is the very tip. Govardhan is shaped like a peacock, sometimes described just like a cow. Also that description is given. But anyway, in front of you you see this is the poonch. This is the end, the tip of the tail of Govardhan. Therefore we saw Pucharika Lauta Baba was there. And you see this yellow flag on top of this building. I mean, you can't see. Oh, you can see, I think. Just nearby there is the, what is it, Mani Mandali? Some beautiful cave is there, I can't remember. Mani Kandali, thank you. Mani Kandali cave. As we mentioned before, Paniya Suryavasa Kandara. There's many caves. Practically all of them are unmanifest to our material eyes. But this one cave is there, very tiny, tiny path. It's not possible for us to go there. Very tiny path is there. And one cave, that Mani Kandali cave, where very, very intimate pastimes of Radha and Krishna are taking place. That is there. One of the few caves that are still manifest to our brute material senses. In that cave, there was one very wonderful devotee named Raghava Gosai. Now, up until now, I always thought that was the same as the Raghava Pandit who was famous for the sweets. Piraj Maharaj also shaking head, no, a different fellow. Up until a few days ago, then somebody was telling me that must be two different persons. But anyway, he was doing his bhajan. He was a very wonderful Gaudiya Vaishnava, doing his bhajan in that cave. In fact, this whole, the fifth wave of Bhakti Ratnakar, which my godbrother Pundarika has translated as Mathura Mandal Prakama, you can find in the gift shop in the guest house. The whole fifth wave simply tells how Raghava took Srinivas and Narottam on Braj Mandal Prakama, just like we're going around today, visiting all these places. Not just like us, they didn't have 15 buses. They went by walking. But anyway, they were also visiting all of these holy places. Today we're walking, just like they went. So the whole fifth wave, somebody tells us, Raghava, he took them, Srinivas and Narottam, he took them all around this place. Ajiva Goswami was thinking, who can take them around? Then Raghava came from Govardhan, he said, you take them. He took them all, and the whole description is there, beautiful description of this whole Braj Mandal Prakama. So his cave is just beside that temple. Little kund is there and cave is there. Inside that temple, you see a very wonderful Vaishnava, Gaudiya Vaishnava. He's about 90 years old. And when his name is Jagannath, Jagannath Das Baba. And if you meet him, then you heard the descriptions in the last verse of Brahma Samhita, how every dance is a, every step is a dance, every word is a song, like that. Of course, he can't dance anymore, but I'm sure if he could walk, he can't even walk anymore. He just pulls himself around with a little, he has a couple of servants who move him from here to there, and he pulls himself with this little cane. I'm sure if he could walk, he would dance, but every word is a song. If you meet him, he cannot say anything. He can't say anything unless it's in a song. Everything he says, just like that. He's already halfway there to Golok. Very wonderful 90-year-old Vaishnava staying there, in this place. So, operation is successful. Maharaj had to remove a few thorns from his foot. So now we have to continue back the same way we came, to go out to the main road. Oh, Giriraj Maharaj Ki
Kund. We have already heard the beautiful story from Dinabandhu Prabhu, how after Indra was humiliated by the super excellent prowess of Krishna, he realized he made a very great mistake. And he was told by Lord Brahma that because you have made a great offense to Krishna, you have no qualification to approach him directly. You can only approach Krishna through his dear devotees. If they beg forgiveness on our behalf, then only will Krishna accept our apologies. Indra gave the regal monarch of the heavenly world approached a very simple cow, Surabhi. She's a mother. But in her simplicity, her humility, and her willingness to offer everything to Krishna, she was most dear to Krishna. But Indra, even with all of his great grandeur, because of his false pride, Krishna was very displeased with him. He was unapproachable. So Indra fell down at the lotus feet of Mother Surabhi and begged her to intervene and offer Krishna his apologies. That wonderful, wonderful pastime took place here. It was here that Indra and Surabhi met with Krishna, who was walking around the various areas of Govardhan, seeing what sort of damage Indra had done. Indra fell down at the feet of Krishna. But this little seven-year-old cowherd boy just walked by him as if he did not even exist. Then Surabhi came before Krishna. And with great compassion in her heart, she prayed to Krishna, "Please forgive Indra. He is very sorry for what he has done. He is seeking shelter at your lotus feet." It was then that Krishna gave his mercy to Indradev. Then Indra offered his prayers. Krishna only heard his prayers after he humbled himself before the devotee Surabhi and received her mercy. There is a great lesson to this beautiful pastime. Perhaps the most important lesson for us to learn in our lives. This is a very serious matter. How many times have we offended Krishna? How many times, due to our false ego, we have misconceived that I am the controller, I am the enjoyer? We have tried to usurp Krishna's property. We have disrespected Krishna's devotees. Therefore, for all of us, Krishna is unapproachable. However, if we can somehow or other receive the mercy of those simple, pure-hearted devotees who have given their lives for the service of Krishna, if those devotees approach Krishna on our behalf, and that is only possible if we sincerely and honestly seek the mercy of such devotees, then Krishna will deliver us as well. This is our history. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was ready to kill Jagaya Madhai. But when Nityananda Prabhu intervened and begged Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, "Please forgive them. Look, they are sincerely begging for forgiveness. Please forgive them." Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave them Krishna Prema. Similarly, Kaliya. He offended Krishna, he offended his devotees, he usurped Krishna's property. Krishna danced on his hoods. Kaliya was on the verge of death. At that time, he genuinely humbled himself and wanted forgiveness. But Krishna continued to dance. It was only when the pure-hearted devotees, his wives, the Nagapatnis, approached Krishna and said, "Look, our husband is humble. He has changed his ways. He is begging forgiveness. Please forgive him." It was then that Krishna gave him eternal loving service to his lotus feet. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has prayed, "Yasya prasada bhagavat prasada yasya prasada nagati kutopi." If we displease Guru, we cannot please Krishna. If we please Guru, automatically Krishna is pleased. And we pray every day, "Bansha kalpataduvyascha privasindudyevacha patithanam bhavanibhyo vaishnavibhyo namo namaha." That the Vaishnavas are like these kalpavriksha trees. They can fulfill our desires. And what is the desire that we should have when we approach a Vaishnava? The desire that they give us their blessings, that they can pray to Krishna to forgive us for our sinful past and the sinful desires we have even in the present, and that they engage us in their loving service. In the Christian world as well, the Christians, it is the foremost principle of their religion that you cannot approach God directly, but only through His beloved Son, who is so dear to Him. Through His intervention, God will relieve you of all sins. This is the eternal truth. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada stressed, you cannot approach God directly. In India, many people consider they are God. And others say, I don't need Guru, I know Krishna. They go to the temple to worship the deity. They worship the deity in their home. They have their own sentimental idea of Krishna or Bhagavan. But it is simply an illusion, a hallucination. They cannot approach Krishna directly. Because we have all made too many aparads to Krishna, like Indra. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught, Gopi Bhartur Padakamalayora Dasa Dasa Dasanu Dasa. Krishna is pleased when we become the servant of the servant of the servant of his servants. But it has to be done from the heart. Indra did not ritualistically approach Sarabhi and say, please ask Krishna to forgive me. He genuinely wanted Krishna's mercy. This is the way we must approach a Vaishnava. And if we do not approach that way by our own free will, then by Krishna's grace, he may smash us down into such a humbled position. Krishna may give us such mercy that he takes everything away from us so we have no one else to turn to except him. But then we can't even turn to him without the blessings, the mercy, and the intervention of the Vaishnavas. Here at Sarabhi Kund is a very, very significant place for us to beg at the lotus feet of the Vaishnavas, the spiritual masters, our Shiksha Gurus, Diksha Gurus, to kindly beg Krishna to forgive us, to give us blessings, to allow us to be the servant of the servant of the Son. So Sarabhi Kund is an abode which illustrates Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's most principal teaching. Trinadapi sunichena karodapi sahishnana amanina manahina. Ultimately, that's all that matters. Ultimately, that's the only way Krishna is going to accept us. We can acquire so many opulences in this world, as Indra did, but until he humbled himself before that cow, Krishna rejected him. So let us pray that we can truly become humble at the feet of the Lord's devotees. Hare Krishna.
Actually, I wasn't planning on saying anything. Because ordinarily when we come here, I simply have the devotees remain silent. But today, we're not going to be able to experience the sweet absence of sound of Sarabhi Kund. So instead, since we're talking about aparad, we've heard so many things about the 10 Namaparats. But in Bhakti Sandarbh, Srila Jiva Goswami quotes from Skanda Puran about the 6 types of Vaishnava Aparad. You know the 6 types of Vaishnava Aparad? Anyway, I get 2 seconds of silence. So, it says, Hantam hantim nindanti vaibhesti vaishnavana vinandati krujyante na harshanam darshanam patatanishat. The first of all, to hanti. Hanti means to commit violence to a Vaishnava. Hanti nindanti. Ninda we know, to criticize. Hanti nindanti vaibhesti. Dvesh means to be envious. Hanti nananti vaidveshti Vaishnav anavinandati. If a Vaishnav comes and we do not properly receive him, avinandan, Vaishnava anabhinandati. We don't properly receive him. That is also Vaishnava. Hunti nidanti vayadvesti Vaishnava anabhinandati. Krudyante. To be crowed. We know crowed. This is coming from that word. To be angry with a Vaishnava. Hunti nidanti vayadvesti Vaishnava anabhinandati. Krudyante na harshanam darshanam. If you see a Vaishnava and you don't feel happy in your heart, that is also apparat. Krishna Goswami, he's explaining, when he quotes this verse, he says that actually bhakti is very simple. It's the most simple and powerful process. There's nothing completely independent of anything else. It's the most powerful. He gives an example from scripture. Once Pharaoh was sitting by the temple of Lord Vishnu, a hawk came and began to attack him. He flew round and round the temple of Lord Vishnu, and that hawk killed him. Caught him and killed him. Because he was doing unknowingly. Unknowingly he was doing circumambulation, prakama of the Vishnu temple. He went to Vaikunth. Bhakti is so powerful. So what is holding us up? It is our aparas. That is what's slowing us down. That is the hard part. The easy part is bhakti. Hard part is to avoid aparas. So even up to the point, if you see a Vaishnava and you think, oh, here comes Fulana Das. Here comes Fulani Dasi. That is also apparat. So now if you're wondering why you're having so hard time in devotional service, now you understand. These are the six. Harshanam, Nadarshanam, Patana. Krujante na harshanam darshanam pattatani shat. These are the six patan, six ways of falling down from devotional service. These are the six Vaishnava aparas. Hanti nindanti vayadvesti Vaishnava anabhinandati krujante na harshanam darshanam pattatani shat. So these things we have to avoid, and here in the Sura Vikund we get free. By taking the water of the Sura Vikund we become free from all our aparas. Again, you can start with clean slate. Just like, you know why we do this? Jai Jai Si Radhe. There's also a Shastra Praman for this. We have eaten pap, sin, as big as this Giriraj mountain we've eaten. That has all gone inside our pate, our belly. We're always giving invitation to pap to come inside. We shouldn't. But we're giving. So if something has fallen down, just like something, a bucket has fallen in the well, then you need something hook, crooked, teddy. So this ra, even in English, this r, he's crooked, like a hook. So he goes down, you say ra, that goes all the way down to the bottom of your being. Ra. So that is for hooking on to all of that sin. Then we say, hey! So we say, hey, everything comes out. Say, rah, we hook it. Hey! Now pull it all out. Then, sham. When you say ma, or m, sham, your mouth becomes closed, bandh ho jate. So you don't want it to come back. You pull it all out, ra, hey, pull it out, then sham, band, don't let it come back, now don't do any more. Mahma, band, now don't do any more. So if you haven't taken some water from the Sarvikund, please take some, or please splash some on others, and we'll continue with our... Oh, one thing we forgot. You saw one little pink temple on top of the hill as we were coming. That is Doka Dauji Mandir. As we said, on that other side, this Basant Ras was going on. This Basant Ras Leela was going on. So Dauji, he wanted to come by this way. And he heard the celestial music. He went up on top of the hill and he saw Rasa Leela was going on. Now it's not proper for Dao
older brother to be there when younger brother is enjoying with all his consorts. So he ducked down. So he's Doka Dauji, he's ducking down. And he couldn't resist watching, so he ducked down. So he's become Doka Dauji. Oh, Sri Dauji Maharaj, he...
Well,
Sanskrit, yati or jati means sannyasi. So Madhavendra Puri was wandering here and there as a sannyasi, and here he established the Gopal Deen on top of the hill. So this village became known as Jatipur. On our right side, as we enter, you will see almost 24 hours, all day long anyway, Abhishek is going on. But there are many Shilas there that are on top of the hill. In fact, don't climb up there even, because you're right at the foot of Govardhan Hill. Even that platform may be on top of Govardhan. So as we go through, we're just going to walk through. We couldn't see the other Mukharavin because it is underwater. Now Ballava Sampradaya accepts this as the Mukharavin of Govardhan. So we're just going to go through, and nobody should go off to the right and climb on the hill in any case. Be very careful not to climb on top of Govardhan Hill, because we're right here at the foot of Govardhan Hill. We're very close. You can see a very beautiful scene of white cows wandering across Govardhan Hill. Very beautiful scene we're seeing. So please, as we go through, nobody run up to the right side. Just stay down here. We want to stay at the feet of Govardhan. We don't have to crawl on his head. But the Muslims are coming. Turkish soldiers are coming. Take your dindi and run. So they grabbed Gopalji and they ran to this village. Just, you see those trees in the distance. That is Gantoli Gram. So there Lord Chaitanya very peacefully, he took darshan of Lord Gopal, who was staying in one Brahmin's house for a few nights, another Brahmin's house for a few nights. There Mahaprabhu very peacefully got darshan of Gopalji. Now anybody have an idea pastime of Lord Krishna that took place? Why is this place called Gantoli Gram? In Hindi, I maybe I should just tell the pastime in Hindi, should I? Actually, I can tell it better in English. So, at that place, nearby, there's one, Gulal Kund. So you all know Gulal, this wonderful red, pinkish powder that we like to throw in Holi. That's Gulal. So there at Gulal Kund in the springtime, Radha and Krishna and all the gopis, they were having Holi festival. And they were just throwing gulal and gulal and gulal and gulal, and whole sky became completely red with gulal. Everything, the trees, the grass, the birds, the bees, the cows, everything, the people, everything became completely red. All the trees, you couldn't tell any what tree was what, another tree. They were all red. You couldn't tell what is a kokila and what is a crow until they made their sounds. Everything was red and red and red and red. Like this, clouds just filled into the sky. You can still see this pastime in Nandagram in Barsa. They take like 30 kilos of color. They're all sitting together in a big puddle of water. And they're singing Samaj, the Brahmins from Nandagram and the Brahmins from Barsana. Nice breeze is blowing, and they take a big sack just filled with color. Bam! And this big pink cloud comes from this side, and a green cloud comes from this side, and the blue cloud looks just like Goloka Vrindavan. It's the most amazing. So like that, the scene was going on. So everything was completely red. So that place, the water also became red, so it became known as Gulal Kund. So after a while, they all became tired, so the stones there, they formed beautiful throne for Radha and Krishna. So Radha and Krishna, they sat down on that throne, and they were enjoying each other's company, and all the sakis and manjaris were sitting down below, just like all of you. And one, two little sakis, they got some idea, and they began to laugh. other one, shh. And they snuck out of the group, and they went behind in the bushes, and they were going along, and that one behind, she can't control her laughing. And they went a little further. Somehow they came right behind Radha and Krishna. And what did they do? One took Krishna's chadar, other took the tip of Radharani's sari, and what did they do? They made gant. You know, gant means knot. They made knot. Then they snuck back through the forest. And they sat down just like good little sakis in the midst of all the sakis. Then, suddenly Radha and Krishna, they stood up. When they stood up, whoop, they found themselves tied together. And all the gopis began singing marriage songs, and Radharani immediately pulled her sari over her head. And everybody was laughing. And so that place became known as Gantoligram. So that is just a little ways across the field here, Gantoligram. Oh, Giriraj Maharaj Ki.
Manam Tanoti Sahagov, and he's always supplying everything for the devotees.
So we missed our prasad place, but still Giriraj supplied us with a nice prasad taking place. Very beautiful prasad taking place.